Some of you have done business, you sweated, you have displayed all the wisdom, but you have not been able to broker certain deals. Meanwhile, there are people that they sit on the table, on the cup of coffee, and they are doing business. You think they are buying granite. When you now check, they are selling oil well. They are talking in billions of dollars, and they are taking coffee. Nobody is sweating. And you are wondering what is going on. Beyond skill, there is power. Beyond skill, there is influence. Your life can advance. God's program can advance without power. So this thing is not just about healing the sick. No, it's about advancing God's program in your life. And then finally, it's about helping others. If you don't have power, you can't help anybody. Try and you will come back to me and say you said the truth. In fact, when you try to help people, they will kill you. There are some people that you will support with money, they will collect it. When you go, they will look at it and say, so of all the money you have, this is what you came to insult me with. Since you have chosen to insult me like this, you will never insult anybody like this again. They will take that money and go and keep in a shrine. If you don't know who you are, if you don't have power, that money you gave, you'll start begging for it. But some of us who know what we carry, when you take that money there, if you call our name, thunder will appear. Thunder will appear. Because you carry power. I'm not saying I'm going to give you power today. Because power came into you when you received Christ. And when you received the Holy Ghost. I said I will show you how to release it. Because it's already inside you. I can't give you power, but I can teach you how to trigger it. Because it's already there. Everybody hearing me now can raise the dead. Everybody hearing me now can heal the sick. Everybody hearing me now can prosper. There is enough power in your life to manifest wonders. But the problem is, how can you release it? There are triggers. Christianity is not about church attendance. The reason you come to church is to be schooled. Christianity is about carrying God everywhere you go to. If you are not able to carry God, it means you don't know what it means to be a Christian. And carrying God is not a task, because God, through Christ, is already in you. It is now your cooperation with the Holy Ghost and the Word that makes you to carry God. And when a man truly carries God, one of the things that will be a byproduct of his life is power. And that's why this evening, I want to show you the triggers of power. If you know these things I'm teaching you, see, with ease, you will have dominion. With ease. Dominion is not something you struggle for. It's your inheritance. But many don't understand. So the Bible calls it an abomination under the sun. It says princes are trekking. It says beggars are riding on horses. The ones who should be in control are the ones begging. And the angels are wondering, don't these people know that they have what we don't have? They carry the fullness of God inside them. Why are they struggling? Because we don't know how to bring it out. The message I taught in the morning is to teach you how to bring out all these dimensions I have mentioned. The image of God, the likeness of God, the life of God, the authority of God, and the presence of God. By the time it happens, you'll be a wonder. But tonight, let me narrow it down to power. The power that came into you when you received God. What do you do to trigger it? She was singing a moment ago and she told us that all of us carry power. That's true. But do you know that you can carry power and die? And even the power that is remaining on your decayed body can raise another dead man. Have you read that in the Bible? A man carried so much power that his decayed body could raise the dead. How did he die? Now, this is somebody that manifested power. How about you who have not manifested at all? So you must make up your mind and say, wait, is God truly in me? If yes, I must manifest him. At least his power. Because the least thing about God you can manifest is power. That's the least. There are superior things in God to manifest. But power is the least. The glory of God can be manifested through you. The character of God can be manifested through you. The wisdom of God can be manifested through you. All of those things are superior. But God expects you and I to begin with power. Now, why is it important to manifest power? I give you four reasons. Number one, it's important to manifest power because if you don't manifest power, you can't glorify God. Some of us are wishing that our life should glorify God. There is no way you can glorify God without power. The Bible speaking in John chapter 2, if you read from verse 5 to 11, Jesus went to a marriage feast in Canaan, and the Bible said the wine was finished. That's not a place to speak English. That's not a ground for lecture. That's a ground for demonstration of power. You don't come there and say God is good. You have to show it. You don't come there and say God cares. You have to show it. You see why people now try to cope with God instead of celebrating God? It's because power has been withdrawn. So somebody is dying of cancer. Five of us go and we sit around him and we show compassion. A cancer patient is not looking for compassion. A cancer patient is looking for healing. While your compassion is good, it shows that you have conscience. What he's looking for is to rise up from the hospital. You go read about Jesus. When Jesus came to people who were oppressed, he didn't come with compassion. He came to deliver them. Because power is what glorifies God. And the Bible said in John 2, from verse 5 to 11, the mother called him and said, whatever he tells you to do, do. And Jesus shows up and says, woman, it's not yet my time. The woman knows that you can make the time your time. When you have power, you can make the time your time. And Jesus said, okay, get this water pot filled with water. And when they filled it, he said, draw from it, take to the governor of the feast. And they took to the governor of the feast. The governor exclaimed, you have put the best wine for the end. And the Bible made a statement. He said, this be the first miracle of Jesus. And he did it to show forth his glory. You know the problem with our Christianity now? We are theologians. So somebody can give an accurate exegesis of healing, nobody is healed. Somebody can give an accurate exegesis on prosperity, nobody prospers. Somebody can give an accurate exegesis of transformation, but the fornicator remains a fornicator. The liar remains a liar. Nobody is transformed. And so God cannot be glorified in our lives. Paul said, when I came unto you, 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 1 to 2. He said, I did not come with excellency of speech, declaring unto you the counsel of God. I was with you in weakness and in trembling. I choose to know nothing among you save Christ and him crucified. He said, my teaching and my preaching, they were not with words of enticing words of human wisdom. He said, they were the demonstration of the spirit and what? Power. So Paul knew that if all I have is talk, I'm a joker. And so a generation that desires power is a generation that desires to glorify God. Look at some of us seated here. Satan has oppressed our families for 15 years. Every 2 years, somebody dies. 10 graduates, nobody succeeds. So even when we say, God will glorify you, we are just being pious. We know that there's nothing to show God's glory. Because the dominion of Satan is what is obvious. This is why we need power. It's not ambition. It's for God's glory to be seen through your life. The first errand of power is to reveal God's glory. The second errand of power is to stop the operation of Satan. You don't advise demons. Demons don't have the capacity to hear advice. You cast them out. If you like, advise somebody who is demonized from 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. The moment you stop, the demon will take over. They have no capacity to hear advice. Jesus said, when you confront demons, cast them out. That's how you deal with Satan. If we don't know how to cast out Satan, God's program will be stopped by Satan. That's why you see a young man graduates from the university. You know there's a calling on his life, but he's cut off. You say, what happened? They say, he has tuberculosis. A young woman with a glorious destiny in her teenage age is cut off. You say, what happened? They say she had cancer. Because if we don't stop Satan, Satan will stop us. And the only way we can stop Satan is by power. Learn what I'm telling you. You will see how helpless Satan will become in your life. Number three, why is power important? Power is important because God's program runs on the frequency of power. A conference like this is not put together because a smart person is involved. It takes power for this conference to happen. Things don't happen that glorify God. Things don't happen that is consistent to God's program because you desire it. If you want God's program to find expression, you must carry power. I knew when I started desiring to serve God's will in my life as a young boy, but it never happened. Every door was shut. Every helper was kicked out of my life. There was a time when sickness even held me down. And when I was checking, what is the answer? And God told me, it takes power to advance my kingdom. If you don't have power, you will carry the kingdom and die with it. So when we are talking about power, we are talking about the glory of God. When we are talking about power, we are talking about stopping Satan. When we are talking about power, we are talking about advancing God's agenda. Some of you see people doing God's work, advancing God's agenda. You appreciate them, but you think it's about the suit they wear. I was like you. I bought many suits that many general overseers wore, but nothing happened in my life. Until I discovered what you wear is not a suit. What you wear is power. If you wear a suit, kingdom will die in your hand. But when you wear power, even if it's t-shirt, the kingdom will move. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it said the kingdom of God is not in words, is in the demonstration of power. If you want to see God's kingdom advance, you must carry power. And power is not for apostles and prophets. It said these signs shall follow them that believe. Power is for every believer, because every one of us is a kingdom agent. If you think only prophets can manifest power, you will be shocked that you are robbing yourself. It's a time will fail me to speak of Gideon, to speak of Barak, to speak of Samson, to speak of Jephthah, to speak of Samuel, to speak of David and the prophets. He said, who through faith subdued kingdoms, obtained righteousness, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire. He said, weak men made valiant in battle, and they put to flight the armies of the alien. When he now finished with prophets, he now said, and women received their dead back to life. It's not only for prophets, it's for everybody that names the name of the Lord. See, I'm laying this foundation so that when I begin to show you the trigger, don't say I will practice it when I have a crusade. No, power is not for crusade. You can use power in the crusade, but power is to glorify God. Power is to stop Satan. Power is to advance kingdom. So in your office, you need power. You think you are CEO, you will stroll there with suit, you will sit on your chair and paralyze. Because before you came there, somebody will come and blow something in that office. If you don't enter there with power, they will promote you one day, the next day you will be resigned. You think power is for an apostle? That your business needs power to advance. Otherwise, there is a realm you cannot cross. Those of you who God is lifting, you know, every realm has gatekeepers. The realm of money, the realm of ministry, the realm of influence. There is no realm that has no gatekeeper. When you come up, you will meet one. I knew what it took for me to break into the realm of millions. You will save money and save money and save money. When the money increases, you are about to enter a million. A devourer will come with problems that you cannot deny. You will spend. When it gets down, you will start building again. A point came, I discovered, there's a gatekeeper stopping me. And God gave me a wisdom. I applied it. I broke into a million, broke into 10 million, broke into 20 million. I kept breaking until I entered 100 million. That was when I knew that, this thing is not just about buying and selling. It's a realm. when I broke through that realm, everything I did, the appreciation shot up. Shut up. See, those were the days when I will go for a meeting. I will preach heaven down. When I finish, they will come. Say, we are grateful. The Lord, your heart. Hi. We have not seen your kind. Thank you so much. You are a genuine man of God. Then they will say, we kept something on your back seat. Guess what? It's two Five Alive. Five Alive will stand and be looking at you like this with apple. Meanwhile, even the conference, the money you use to transport yourself to the conference, you can't pay back because some of them, we borrowed them. So they appreciate your grace, but they can't honor you. This is why many people come under pressure and they start charging. Because they don't know that it's not transaction, it's power. When we broke through those realms, you can enter a place, speak for one night and leave. The blessing that will follow you will be more than the last 5 years of your saving. I say, oh, so these things have realms. Some of you have done business, you sweated, you have displayed all the wisdom, but you have not been able to broker certain deals. Meanwhile, there are people that they sit on the table, on the cup of coffee, and they are doing business. You think they are buying granite. When you now check, they are selling oil well. They are talking in billions of dollars and they are taking coffee. Nobody is sweating. And you are wondering what is going on. Beyond skill, there is power. Beyond skill, there is influence. Your life can advance. God's program can advance without power. So this thing is not just about healing the sick. No. It's about advancing God's program in your life. And then finally, it's about helping others. If you don't have power, you can't help anybody. Try and you will come back to me and say you said the truth. In fact, when you try to help people, they will kill you. There are some people that you will support with money, they will collect it. When you go, they will look at it. I say, so of all the money you have, this is what you came to insult me with. Since you have chosen to insult me like this, you will never insult anybody like this again. They will take that money and go and keep in a shrine. If you don't know who you are, if you don't have power, that money you gave, you'll start begging for it. But some of us who know what we carry, when you take that money there, if you call our name, thunder will appear. Thunder will appear. Because you carry power. I'm not saying I'm going to give you power today. Because power came into you when you received Christ and when you received the Holy Ghost. I said I will show you how to release it because it's already inside you. I can't give you power, but I can teach you how to trigger it because it's already there. Everybody hearing me now can raise the dead. Everybody hearing me now can heal the sick. Everybody hearing me now can prosper. There is enough power in your life to manifest wonders. But the problem is, how can you release it? There are triggers. Sir, I did my first international passport. There was no stamp on it until it expired. I carried passport for 4 years. It didn't have one stamp. I couldn't even come to Ghana. Ghana that you can come inside bus. That thing held me. I didn't go to Benin Republic. If you go to Lagos, you can go to Benin Republic in a bus. I couldn't go to Benin Republic. I carried passport, it expired because the gates were locked. The day the nations opened, I laid down praying and my eyes opened. I saw an eagle. The eagle will stretch and move from one nation to another. And the Holy Ghost zoomed my eye. I saw myself hanging on the wings. Sir, in 2 weeks, I had invitation to 17 nations. I'm not telling you stories. 17 nations. And I asked myself, where were they all this while? Their eyes were closed because the door was shut. See, can I prophesy over someone? Everything holding you back, they break tonight. I move from one nation to another like I'm strolling to my backyard. And I'm not going as a tourist. I'm going to impact generations. As I'm coming, people are taking leave of absence from work to sit down and hear. And when they come with gifts. I don't travel. I don't remember carrying money when I'm traveling out. But it's impossible to return without it. People are begging for opportunity to see you so that they can dash you something or sow something to you. This was the same man that had a passport that expired. And it's not just material things. Even to live holy, it takes power. You will be struggling not to lie. You will be struggling with you will set date. New year will begin. You will have resolution. This year I'm not lying. This year I won't be proud. This year I won't fall into lust. January 1st, before 12 o'clock, you break all. Because when the demons come, they knock you, you go back. But when power came, all the demons that tempt, when you show up, something comes out of you. It's like an ambience. They can't stop you. They don't know you are clothed with fire because something has mantled you. I'm telling you, this is the call of the believer. You are not ordinary. There is power in you. Do everything possible to unlock it. See, if you didn't hear anything I said, when you leave this meeting, tell yourself, I will never be powerless again. Somebody goes to primary school, secondary school, university, does first degree, second degree, third degree. Another person carries name, put his name on a tree and call it Kofi, Kofi, Kofi. As this name is stuck here, that's how you'll be stuck. And his whole certificate is useless. And you are wondering what is going on. Wasted time, wasted money, nothing to show. You need power. See, when you carry that power, when they say Kofi and they hit it, it will be on their head. Their head will break. They will run from the forest. And hear me, sir, they won't stop until they apologize to you. Because in the realm of power, you can't hide your iniquity. You must confess. If he walks, the person dies. But if he doesn't walk, you either confess or you die. The kingdom of God is not wars. The kingdom of God is power. That's why, amongst other things, when Jesus came, he didn't leave until he gave you power. He said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. You, Kofi, Mensa, you, Kusi, you. He said, go in that power. When I discovered that I was a carrier of power, I became intoxicated. Oh, somebody advised me and said, I shouldn't go to the village. I said, that's the first place I'm going to. That's the first place. They say, hey, what is happening? Somebody is trying to kill me. I said, if that person can kill me, he will become my God. But if my God can keep me, I will worship my God. I went to the village. The man died after confessing. We didn't come here with cunningly devised fables. We came here with the power and the glory of God. And it's not because we are special. It's because we have discovered that we have it. I've traveled around the world from Pakistan to UAE, to Ghana here, to Zambia, to the United Kingdom. I've traveled everywhere from Islamic nation to Christian nation. Nothing can defy power. And that language, everybody hears it. Everybody understand it. I may not know Swahili. I may not know Aramaic. I may not know Hindi. I may not know all the languages of the world. But when I speak power, everybody in the world will understand me. The universal language in the world is not English. It's not Mandarin. The universal language in the world is the language of power. Men understand it. Demons understand it. Angels understand it. God gave it.
power. Be clothed with power. Talk power. Think power. Live power. And you will see your life will fulfill destiny. Some of you made the mistake of thinking only special people have power. No, sir. When God gave birth to you, you became a special person. He said you are a new creation. He said you are a royal priesthood. You were called to demonstrate the excellency, the glory, and the power of God. And before he gave you that power, he first of all defeated Satan. So the one that should be your opposition was defeated before you were given power. He said, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a public show of them, triumphing over them by the cross. He defeated Satan, and he didn't defeat Satan in Ghana. No, he didn't defeat Satan in Nigeria. He defeated Satan in hell. He went to Satan's stronghold. When he defeated him, he took the key of Hades. He took the key of death. He took the key of life. And when he showed up, he said, all hail the king. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. But I don't need it in heaven. You need it in Ghana. Therefore, take the power. Go in the power. Of power. Number one is revelation. The extent of your revelation is the extent of your power. Hear me, power is not a feeling. It can affect your emotion, but it's not a feeling. You can wake up from sleep and manifest power. In your dream, you can manifest power. It's not an emotion, it's a function of revelation. What are the revelations you need to have? Number one, Satan was defeated. The enemy I'm fighting is a loser. He said he spoiled principalities. He spoiled powers. He made a show of them. Number two, the power he collected, he didn't take to heaven. He gave me. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. Now you go in that power. Number three, he delivered me from the kingdom of Satan. The Bible said in Colossians 1, 12 and 13, giving thanks to the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, having translated us. I'm not in the kingdom of Satan. So the power of Satan cannot hurt me. Can you be affected by the atmosphere of Mars? Are you in Mars? Can you be affected by the cold in Pluto? Are you in Pluto? I'm not in the kingdom of Satan. His power can't hurt me. He has translated me from the dominion of darkness. You know what that means? Every time Satan tries to attack you, he's violating the law in the spirit. It's called trespass. Hope you know, I can't come into a nation that I'm not a citizen and I don't have visa and I'm fighting for land. They will look at you and say, where are you from? Get out from here. Satan has no jurisdiction. He was defeated. You were transferred from his kingdom, and the power Jesus took from him, he didn't need it in heaven. He gave you. The day that revelation hits you, power will become natural. See, when we travel from nation to nation, what do you think gives us audacity? I know that every local demon, every international demon, every global demon was subdued. I know it. I know the one who subdued them didn't carry the power to heaven. He gave me
because I'm his representative. So when I come, I'm not coming to conquer. No, Jesus was the conqueror. I'm coming as more than a conqueror, because the battle is over. When he won, he gave me the belt. So I am the spirit heavyweight champion. When Satan sees me, he sees the champion. I didn't fight him, Jesus fought him, but I came to take the glory. That's why when we fight him, we don't fight him in our name. He said, in my name, cast out. Some of you, you want to feel something to move in power. No, sir. You don't need a feeling. You need a revelation. For this cause, I pray that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of your calling, the exceeding riches of the glory of the saints in light, and the power, come on now, the power that he wrought when he raised Jesus from the dead. I don't just have power over Satan, I have the resurrection power. You know what that means? Nothing fails in my hand. Nothing dies in my hand. If I touch it, it will walk. If I touch it, it will prosper. If I touch it, it will live. That's why we touch cancer. Cancer is healed. Revelation, it will make you go mad. Oh, when you see Satan, you are angry. I was talking with my friend in London 4 days ago. The guy said, how can we be preaching and demons sit down? They are listening to our sermon. He said, they can't wait until we say Satan go. The moment we start talking, they leave. A demon can't listen to my message. He should go when I'm talking, because his commander is talking. God's servant introduced another commander a moment ago. Ask her how it works. She doesn't need to talk. The moment she shows up, every lower ranking officer, first of all, salute. That means we surrender. We bring allegiance. We bring respect. We bring honor. And she will look at them and nod. They already know that we are not in the same league. I'm not in the league of demons. No, sir. I mean, I'm their champion. I'm beyond their realm, because Jesus overcame them. Somebody, come on now. Shout! Trigger! Last week alone, I had 3 miracle services. All of them, notable miracles. On Wednesday, we have what we call healing to the nations. Tumors were disappearing from people. On Saturday, I had a miracle service in London. On Sunday, I flew overnight to Nigeria. I had a miracle service in Nigeria. Deaf ears opening, blind eyes seeing. Not because I am a special person. I know any day, anytime, opposition bows. Sickness bows. Demon bows. Because I'm delivered from their dominion. I'm giving authority over them. So if I dance, Satan is cast out. If I shout, Satan is cast out. If I wave, Satan is cast out. If I blow, Satan is cast out. Anything I do is an instrument of dominion. Power. Know who you are. That's why I told you, yes, you are a Ghanaian. Yes, you are patriotic, but you are not just Ghanaian. No. You are an entity of Zion. You are an ambassador of heaven. You are a creature of light. You are a carrier of God. You carry his power. Know it. Number 2, what's the trigger of power? Is hunger. Oh, if you don't crave, you won't have. In this kingdom, the Bible said, him that has and desires to have, it say more shall be given him. It said, but him that has not and desires not to have, even the little he has will be taken from him and given to him that has and desires to have more. The psalmist said, my soul longs after thee, that I may see your power and your glory as I saw it in the tabernacle, in the sanctuary. Those who carry power, they have hunger for power. Oh, when I started seeking power, sir, I will gather miracle videos. Name them. From A.A. Allen to Aura Robots. I will gather them. I will watch. I will watch. I will watch. Even some of your fathers here, like Charles Ajinasari, I've watched his videos more than you. I see the way they collect crutches with ease. Appetite rises. Oh my God, if they did this, I will do more. Because the law is that behind them is a desolate wilderness. Before them is the garden of the Lord. That means whoever came before you, his manifestation is a desolate wilderness. The re-manifestation is ahead. He said the things that were written aforetime, they were written for our learning, so that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. When I read my Bible and I saw that Paul's handkerchief was casting out devils, I told myself, there's no demon I will command twice. Handkerchief has no voice. Handkerchief did not say in the name of Jesus. That means it's not sweat that comes out of Paul. No, sir. When Paul cleans his sweat, more than sweat rests on the hanky. Oil rests there. Anointing rests there. Power rests there. The moment demons saw it, they screamed. Wow! Handkerchief! I will not struggle with the demon. The Bible said they brought the sick. They put them on the street, not inside church, so that the shadow of Peter might touch them. And when his shadow touched them, they were healed. If Peter's shadow can touch the sick, and Peter was in centuries before I came, that means today, when they hear my name, sickness will go. When you read these things, hunger enter your spirit. 5,000 men needed food. There was no bakery. Jesus carried 5 loaves, gave thanks and multiplied it. 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000. I will never beg for bread. In my house, food has never been a prayer point. If 5 loaves and 2 fish can feed 5,000, nobody in my house will ever beg for food. It's called power, sir. I prophesy over someone. When you leave this meeting, anything that comes out of you will carry power. When they summarized Jesus' life, they said many things he did that were not recorded. Because if they were to be recorded, no volume of books on earth can contain it. That's not an exaggeration. That means Jesus slept miraculously. He woke up miraculously. He ate miraculously. He traveled miraculously. The ones recorded was recorded to support the gospel so that you will believe. You are not called into a religion. That you went to the university and they say religion. People wrote Islam, wrote other things, and you wrote Christianity. It doesn't mean Christianity is a religion. Christianity is divinity expressed through humanity. You are a custodian of power. Power over demons. Power over circumstances. You can change things by power. Number three, please sit down for a moment. See, these things I'm teaching you, eh? If we finish, some of you will discover you have been healed. I'm telling you, you will just say that, oh, the tumor has left your body. You will just know that, oh, the pain has gone. You will just stand up and start walking. You won't know, because he said, as he spoke to me, the spirit entered me, carried me to my feet. Because the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. We talk spirit, we talk life. We don't speak English. You may hear English, but what is coming is beyond English. It's called spirit and life. Not because we are apostles, but because we are born of God. Number three, trigger of power. Oh my God. Oh my God. Precious Lord. We don't have time. The third trigger of power is consecration. When power comes on your life, and that power is genuine, that power will begin to place demands on you. And there are 6 consecrations that power will place on you. Number one is prayer. Prayer is like refinery. Those of us who understand chemistry, you know that the crude oil is a black liquid. It has no value as crude. But when you expose it to fire, something happens. At different boiling points, the crude, different components will start changing into gas, and they will start coming out. Power is a component of your spirit. The refinery you subject yourself to for power to come out is called prayer. That's why the Bible said, building up yourself upon your most holy faith. It says, praying in the spirit. In James 5:16, it said, the effectual prayer, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It said, he maketh tremendous power available. If you want to release power from your spirit, the consecration of prayer is a must. You try what I teach you and see if your life is the same in 1 month. Come and tell me I'm fake. I don't teach people philosophy. I tell you truths of scripture. I back every word with revelation. When you pray, something happens to your spirit. You come alive. Oh, there are dimensions of God that are locked. Expose it to the heat of prayer and see the way your life will open up. The way it begins is that you may not even know. You come to a place, somebody is sick, you touch the person, and they will tell you later that that person is now okay. Even you won't know what happened. When it now becomes consistent, that's when you will discover that something has been leaving you. When Jesus prayed, the Bible says virtue went out of him and healed the people. Prayer releases power. Number two, consecration for power is brokenness. When you find those who carry genuine power, they are humble. In fact, God will humble them to put power on them because they have become like explosives. If they are angry, something can go wrong. If they speak carelessly, something can go wrong. So in order for God to give them great power, God will break them. So that when the power comes, it will not be for self. It will serve God's purpose. The Bible said in James 4 verse 6, it said, if you humble yourself, God will give you more grace. Part of the component of grace is power. If you study Psalm 51 verse 17, the Bible said the sacrifices of God, they are a contrite heart and a broken spirit. When you see a proud man, he has no power. What he's doing is manipulation. That's why people will tell you, turn around, turn around. If you turn, won't you fall? You will lose balance. The fluid in your ear will shake, you will fall. That's not power. Real power cast out devils. Real power heal the sick. Real power change circumstances. Real power transforms men. That's not gimmick. The results will be too glaring for you to deny. But the men who carry real power, they are broken. See, some of you will leave this conference. God will start teaching you the way of brokenness. Somebody will offend you. You'll be waiting for the person to say sorry. God will tell you, go and apologize. You will die. You will ignore it when you go to pray. Baro baraba. The moment you go high, the picture of the person will now come. Apologize. That's why Jesus said, if you take an offering to an altar and your friend has an ought against you, he didn't say you have against the person, because you don't have the right to have. He said, if the person has an ought against you, he said, leave your sacrifice, because to obey is better than sacrifice. He said, go and make peace before you come and give sacrifice. Some of us can't see power because we are praying in capital letter tongues with arrogance and pride, with malice and bitterness. And so at the end of the day, we become prayer champions that are without power. And that's why the trophy of prayer in our generation is sweat. When people finish praying, they snap them and they stand like this. The whole suit is wet and they are walking. Meanwhile, those who came with headache, they see heart headache. Those who came with tumor, see heart tumor. Those who are smokers are still smokers. We are making a mess of ourselves. Power is not sweat. When you find a man of power, when he talks, spirits obey. When he talks, circumstances obey. But what gave him rank in the spirit is brokenness. They will tell you the schools that God took them through. Many times, they made peace by begging for what they should be begged. Because God wanted to break them. When you are now broken, the crack in your soul becomes the channel through which the power of God seeps out. So when you talk, heavens know, because you have been tampered. You can be entrusted with dimensions of God. It doesn't just begin and end with revelation. It doesn't just begin and end with hunger. There are consecrations of power. Ask our fathers, they will tell you. Why do you think the older they get, the humbler they become? They become gentle. Go and check their videos when they were young. They were like me. They would tear everywhere open. But they now discover it's better not to make mistakes. Because if you make mistakes, you pay for it. So they don't talk quick. Because they may say something that they need to come and say sorry. The Holy Ghost won't let them rest. So instead of talking, they will count their words. When you start bragging, they will go. They will run away as if they are afraid. Because they know the danger of bragging. The last time they bragged, the Holy Ghost carried them through a process for 3 months. They didn't see some things again until they were further broken. So now, if you brag, they will clap. Well done. They will walk away as if they have nothing. Because they want to keep what they have with God. It's brokenness that triggers real power. The second trigger for power is brokenness. If you want to wield power, be humble. Say, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. In due course, he will lift you up. Some of us, we can't even hold ourselves. The moment we see people, we start walking like this. God is not saying anything. We stand like this. As if an angel is nodding us. And that pride, God despises it. That's why power does not flow. Number three, under the consecration trigger of power is faith. Anything you can't believe for, you can't see. Find people who walk in power. They are men of great faith. Hebrews 11 from 33 to 36. It was all the exploits of faith that were recorded there. The power to subdue kingdoms. The power to quench fire. The power to shut the mouth of lion. The Bible said all of them happened through faith. When God started teaching me about power, he began to teach me about faith. He told me what will stop the manifestation is not inside the problem, it's inside me. He said if I can deal with fear and unbelief, even a mountain can give way. So when I learned it, what I did was that I started setting myself up. I'll go to a meeting. I'll say, is there no cripple here? You mean there's nobody with crutches? When they are now coming, my heart will start shaking. I'll say, today, not today. Lord, if you want them to call me fake, they will start from here. And they will bring them. I was in a place called Zimbabwe. The place was a stadium. I prayed for people. Deaf ears open, blind eyes open. And I said, don't they have anybody here with crutches? The next thing, I saw somebody coming out like this with two crutches. And I said, why did you talk? God has glorified himself. Ears have opened. What is wrong with you? When I stood there and I was contemplating, the Holy Ghost said, don't pray. Ah, don't pray. I went back. I started looking. He said, collect the first one. Ah, you know, when you know, you know. When I heard it, I started playing. I now stood and said, somebody is afraid for me. Don't be afraid. I said, give me the first one. He gave me. I said, walk. He started walking. When I saw that, the waist was becoming strong, I jumped down. The lion has come. I looked at him. Guess what? I started dancing with him. I collected the second one. When the guy started walking, everywhere erupted. But I knew the trigger. If you believe, you will see it. If you don't believe, you will not see it. Power has codes. And one of the codes is the code of faith. That's why anything that fights your faith, fights your glory. And you don't need to go to school of theology to have faith. The day you will receive Christ, Romans 12 verse 3, faith was credited to your spirit. You are a creature of faith. The cab that brought you here, did you see the certificate of the driver? Why didn't you ask the driver? Which driving school did you go to? Let me see your driver's license. You enter the car, you say, take me to the church. You just knew he would take you. When you enter the aircraft, did you check whether there was pilot? You enter, they started snapping selfie, posting on Instagram that you are in first class, you are in business class, and you were not afraid. The plane took off and landed. You never saw pilot, but you believed there was pilot. Now, when there is cancer, you start, where are the angels of heaven? Who told you you don't have faith? You were born with faith. Faith is in your spirit. Do you know how you activate faith? Take action. Faith will follow you. Say, thou believer that there's only one God. He said, thou doest well. The devil also believes and trembles. He said, oh yeah, vain man, faith without works is dead. He said, as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. James 2, 19, 20 and 26. You have faith. The problem is that you are not taking action. When next somebody is sick, tell them, can I pray? Pray, let nothing happen. There's no challenge. Because if the person is healed, you won't take the glory. So the shame doesn't belong to you. So you just pray. If I command blind eye to open here, if he open, will you glorify me? Who will you glorify? So if he doesn't open, why am I concerned? Take action. Dream big. You don't pay for it. It's God that pays. When you come for a meeting, imagine that dead men will rise. Imagine that cripples will walk. Imagine that blind eyes will see. And when you come, command them to see. When you finish commanding, God shows up and pays the bill. Because you can't set him up. He's called Alpha Omega. He has more than enough. You can't even make a demand that God can pay. You know, before God, we are like toddlers. My first son is 3 years old. The second one is one. Guess their biggest request? Chocolate. When they want to ask for food, it they take a lot of faith to ask me for food or for chocolate. And I'm looking at them. Is this what your faith does? I don't need to do like this to answer it. That's how your challenge is before God. You are exercising faith for cancer to go. And God is looking at you. I remove mountains. What is cancer? The problem is not with God, it's with you. So if you want to see power, you give command. Believe it. And see what will happen. I'm out of time. Let me give you the last trigger. The last trigger is praise. In the midst of problem, don't think, give thanks. Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus. I was thinking he will pray some dangerous prayers because Lazarus died 4 days ago. The master stood. He said, where did you keep him? They said, sir, you have a strong reputation. Don't make them call you fake today. You open blind eyes, you open deaf ears, cripples walk. This one, if you came when he was sick, would have followed you, but he died 4 days ago. They have buried him. The brain has decayed. The tomb has been covered. Just leave it. They will understand. That you came, they will say you love him. That's enough. The Bible says Jesus wept because of their unbelief. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Martha said, we know on the last day he will rise again. I am the first and the last. This is the last day. There's no last day outside me. I am the last day. So when I come, the last day comes. Where did you keep him? We took him to the tomb. And Jesus triggered power. I thank you, O Father, that you always hear me. Ah! The moment he gave thanks, the Bible said he cried. He didn't whisper, Lazarus, come forth. The Bible said he that was there. The power did not just resurrect him. The power carried him from where they placed him to the door. He said, loose him, let him go. Did you not read your Bible? 2 Chronicles 20:20. Three nations ganged up against Jehoshaphat. He said, you don't need to fight in this battle. Get singers. Let them sing. The Lord is good. His glory, his mercy endures forever. And they were singing into war, where people had bows and arrows. But before they came, the Bible said in verse 22 that God set ambushment. When you start praising, power moves. That's why Paul was put in prison in Acts 16, verse 25. The Bible said at midnight. They didn't want to praise when they would distract them. They prayed and they gave thanks. Suddenly, the foundation of the prison opened. Instead of lamenting, praise. Anytime you want to complain, say, thank you, Jesus. Anytime you want to say, what is wrong with this country? Nothing is working. Say, glory to the Father. My life is full of glory. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for exalting my horn. Give thanks. When you give thanks, you release power. You release power. Power is the easiest aspect of God that we manifest. It takes more to manifest God's character. It takes more to manifest God's glory. But it takes little or nothing to manifest power. Every one of us was raised to manifest power. We are going to worship God for 3 minutes. Whatever you want God to do, use your mouth. Because the last trigger of power is words. Words. Words are not for communication. Go and read your Bible. The lowest purpose of words is for communication. In the realm of angels, they don't talk. They communicate through thoughts. Words are instruments of dominion. The first time word was used, creation happened. That means the reason we speak is not for communication. We can use words to communicate, but words are higher instruments. Words can create. Words can cause change. Words can alter programs. Words carry power. But after you are triggered, then you speak. And we are going to worship God for 2 minutes. Some of you, as you are worshiping, after a while, you will sense a movement. Don't fall down first. When you sense that movement, say, "Pi, it's time, go. Cancer, go." When you sense that movement, talk to your job. All those gang ups, now I command you, begin to fail. When you sense that movement, then what do? Look at the debt in your family. Say, "Oh, debt, I rebuke you." Look at the stagnation. Say, "Now, chain of stagnation, break." Because you have triggered it. Do you follow? Yeah.